God is a builder of men. When he builds, he emphasizes the foundation. A foundation, once it is laid, is neither visible or attractive, but nevertheless still necessary. When God begins to establish the foundation, he does it in the feeble and frail beginnings of our lives. Hi, you're welcome once again to the Wale Okilola podcast. This is a moment of divine inspiration, light, hope, and motivation. Thank you for allowing me into your space once again. Thank you for liking and sharing this podcast, and for those who subscribed and followed me on all our podcast platforms, thank you so much. You are welcome once again today. My name is Wale Okilola and I'm your partner in progress. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, on Breaker, on Anchor, on Overcast and other podcast channels that you like. You're welcome again today. On this episode, I'll be considering what you can call little beginnings, God's process of building people. Little beginnings, God's process of building people. Please stay with me, I'll be right back. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundations of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who hath despised the days of small things?" Zechariah chapter 4, verse 8 to 10a. My emphasis is on verse 10a. What does it mean to despise? Another version of the scriptures, the New American Standard Bible, says it is to show contempt. The Holman Bible says it is to scorn. The Contemporary English Version says it is to make fun of. One other version says to trample on. For who trampled on the day of small things? The Amplified Version will give us a little bit of insight. It says, "Who, with reason, despises the day of small things or beginnings?" You would notice it said, "with reason." They do not just scorn or despise the days of little things. There is a reason why they do so. About a year ago, I was meditating on this scripture, asking myself why such a word was used to describe how people see little beginnings. And I discovered, after looking at myself and some other people that are in the face of little beginnings, that it is because small beginnings can be really small, like ridiculously small, like not having food on your table kind of small, like not knowing how to pay for utilities kind of small, like having only one pair of shoes and wearing a shining suit, not because they are designers, but because they've suffered from so much washing and ironing kind of small. Feeling like God has forgotten you, kind of small. So yes, small beginnings for a person lacking foresight or intellectual insight and myopic as far as life is concerned will be despised, in fact, scorned and trampled upon. I was having a conversation with my dad some time ago, and we were discussing why some people prefer not to do anything, always looking for glitz and glamour and the easy way out in life. And I remember him saying, it is because they are proud and lazy. They do not want anything that will try their pride, self-esteem, and self-confidence. They do not want anything that will make people look down or despise them, so they rather sit down and do nothing. But why do so many people try to convey the image that they have always been on top? The truth is, most people have struggled to attain whatever they have. God is a builder of men, and when He builds, He emphasizes the foundation. And the foundation, once it is laid, is neither visible or attractive, but nevertheless still necessary. And when God begins to establish the foundation, He does it in the feeble, delicate, and struggle-laden beginnings of our lives. We live in a world where people want everything fast. So we have so many half-baked people all over the place, in leadership, in ministry, in government, so many overnight millionaires. This is the reason so many young people despise process. They despise days of little things. And this too will be the reason why many will not be able to actualize their dreams and fulfill their purpose. God loves process. And the rich inner stability that comes from gradual success is far more lasting and beneficial. According to Bishop T.D. Jakes, there is a glory in the agonizing early years that people who didn't struggle seem not to possess. There is a strange sense of competence that comes from being born in the flames of struggle. Everyone who truly became great in life had years of struggle. Many of them, aside from having real-life mentors and teachers, were tutored by pain. They were born out of the flames of struggle. Do not despise the days of little things. There is a glory at the other side of struggle and pain. You may be at the backside today, just like Moses was for 40 years, leading a congregation of sheep. But it was God's way of tutoring him to lead one of the greatest stories of deliverance in history. For we reckon that the suffering of this present times is not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it is just for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Your struggles are momentary. They are just tutors and mentors preparing you for the glory ahead. Pay attention to what you are being taught. It will be the same things that will make you great. Be patient. Trust God in your process. Be diligent with your work and pray. The frustrations you feel must drive you to God in prayer. And just like a dream, the light will shine. Your time will come. Say after me, say my time will come. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I want to believe that you've been inspired by this episode. If it has blessed you, please do well to share it with your friends and family. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and drop a comment for me. Let me know what you think about this episode and what your suggestions are for me also. God bless you. My name is Wale Okilola. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, and all other podcast channels. Also, follow me on all social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Wale Okilola on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you want to reach me directly, you can send me an email via olawalemike@gmail.com. olawalemike@gmail.com. Until I see you again next time, I am your partner in progress. Thank you.